And welcome back to Over Coffee. Well, I've got a question for you. What do you think are the ideas that are going to change the world? And how can you be a part of them? Well, since 1984, there's a nonprofit called TED that's been getting people together to answer that question. They have TED Talks in addition to three yearly conferences. So three yearly conferences and independently run programs known as TED Talks all over the world. And Pasadena City College is just about to get our first TED Talk here, organized by students. Renee Shaw and Eric Espinosa are the organizers of TEDxPCC that happens in Arcadia in November of this year. They're joining in studio right now. Renee, Eric, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
It's great to have you in studio. This has had to be an incredible journey for both of you because as young folks, students, you haven't had this much experience in the business world yet. What happened for both of you right after you got the authorization from TED to do this independent talk?
Well, I remember talking to Eric and we had lunch together and he was explaining to me the event and he's like, I want you to be my co-producer. And I remember looking at him and I was just like, what do you mean co-producer? And I remember asking a bunch of questions like, do you want me to be your assistant? Do you want me to just, you know, help you out, this and that? But he's like, no, to make decisions with me. And I don't really remember saying yes, but what is it? 9 months later, we've just done so much work. And every step, it's, you know, I was asked to be a part of this. And I love stuff like TED Talks and inspiring students and making things happen. But every step was like pushing the bounds of what is possible. Because like, okay, we're going to do an event. Okay, it's going to be November. Cool. And then it was, okay, now we're aiming for top-notch speakers. Okay. Now we need, you know, lots of budget. Okay. Now we're at an organizers meeting USC and Caltech organizers and the San Diego organizers. And then it's like, okay, now we have a dream speaker of Bobak from NASA. And we're talking to the Caltech organizer. And then we bump into him at Starbucks and like 20 minutes later. So it's just like every step it was discovering something new and something new that was possible, because before it was just like, okay, we're going to do this. I don't really know what it is, but it's going to be amazing and we're going to make something amazing happen. And right now it's so much more bigger and more amazing than I would have initially thought. And yeah, it's definitely been a journey, that's for sure.
I suppose somebody else is in that same boat right now. They don't really know what this is when they hear TED or when they hear TEDx. How would you tell them what it is? How'd you explain it?
Well, what TED is it's an organization that their motto is ideas worth spreading. And so they get the most inspiring people, whether it's people like Bill Gates or Jane Goodall or, you know, nobody off the street who's doing something amazing. And they get them to give a talk of their lifetime in 18 minutes or less. Why 18 minutes? Because it's short. You know, you can still have your whole lives, but it's long enough that you can really get something meaningful. And so what they do is they allow for anybody to have access to this inspiration, to what's cutting edge, to what's really happening. Because you might think, you know, someone who's, you know, grew up in the ghetto or somewhere lower class or someone grew up, you know, in another country, they might never have, you know, never hear anything, you know, so inspirational or so cutting edge. So what TED does is they break that down and they allow for anybody to have access. What TEDx is it's an independently organized TED Talk. So organizers, they go through an application process with TED. And if they like you and if you think they think you'll do a good job, basically, they give you a license and you have a bunch of rules you have to follow. But it's your chance to also contribute to the community and also to the global world, because we're the ones who do all the work. We contact the speakers, we contact sponsors, we recruit a team, we do the marketing. And so, the X brand is allowing local people to be a part of something amazing and to make TED Talks happen.
This is going to be something amazing. Eric, what inspired you about TEDx? What made you first want to do this?
Well, it was an incredible journey that I started about 3 years ago. It really was going through a difficult time. And a friend said, hey, let's go to TEDx USC. And I was like, all right, you know, let's give this a try. And of course, I had literally had gone through a lot of difficulty. And when literally the first speaker came up, I was hooked. And I said to my friend, I said, someday I'm going to be on that stage. And it kind of snowballed from there. It really reignited my passion for life to really want to go out and do what I really wanted to do. It really gave me the sense to believe in myself and to move forward. And so then some time had passed and I was like, well, I said I was going to be on that stage. How can I get on that stage? So I looked up the application process and I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty lengthy. And sent the application. And the funny thing was, you know, you send it and you're like, oh, I'm never going to be a part of something like this. And I believe 2 weeks later, you get that email saying, congratulations, you've been approved. I remember just like sitting there and looking around me and just like pinching myself, like, did this just happen? Like, this normally doesn't happen. There's been, you know, I've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations, and it was really validating to be accepted into to being an organizer, just because of all the things that had happened. And it really is now developing to give us a platform to spread our ideas and to really to move forward with the theme that we have is expanding horizons of understanding.
How did you come up with that theme?
That theme is actually based off of literary theory. And it goes, the belief is that in order for each individual to grow as a person and to become a better version of themselves, you have to share your experiences with others so that the discourse of humanity would actually be leveled, so that I have a unique look at this world and everyone else has a very unique viewpoint of this world as well. If we share our experiences with others, then we would have an understanding amongst each other. And that's the goal, is to literally have our speakers share their experiences so that it would become a better place for everyone.
And in fact, you have a poem with you that I would love to have you share when we come back from our break. And let me know what that means in terms of your experience with TED and TEDx, especially TEDxPCC. You and I are listening to Eric Espinosa and Renee Shaw, the organizers of TEDxPCC, coming up November 23rd. I understand that tickets are going to be available for sale on the 23rd of September. And we'll tell you more about that when we come back. Their website, TEDxPCC.com, and on Facebook, TEDxPCC. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee, back in just a moment here on Lancer Radio.